You can hear the music. Man, I must have fixed something because not a lot of people could hear it before, and now people can hear it.
I could hear it.
I just made. I gotta figure out how to turn it off. There we go. All over the place today. I just finished up a 22-hour shift here, and like, I'm like, just mentally in a fog, kind of. You know, like, where's up and where's down? And
no, I said, yeah.
EHM when we were. I was saying, it was like, fucking, am I dyslexic all of a sudden? Like, fuck.
I already am rubbing off on you with the dyslexia. I'm sorry.
You got like a whole hand tattoo just so you know which one is which. Yeah, I'm gonna do that. You know what? Like, this is my left, and if you keep up, I'm gonna give you your rights. You know?
I mean, I'm ambidextrous too, so it's either or.
Yeah. All right. Well, welcome back to another episode of On the Throne with Dick, and shout out to Sanjin Boycott. I almost fucked his name up. Well, that guy, you know, find him everywhere on the socials, man. He created that intro outro for us. I'm trying to get a hold of him, get him to add some lyrics to it, but whatever. We're here. Man, this week on the podcast, man, we got Sarah McCulloch. Is it McCulloch?
Yeah, that's perfect. McCulloch.
Yeah, there's a consultant around Fox Creek here in the oil field, but his last name is McCulloch. I'm not even gonna get into that because, like, I don't want him to know if he does listen. I don't want him to know how much of a dick I think he is. So
yeah. Hey, all clients usually are, and I didn't say that.
Oh man. Oh shit. Yeah, no, I tell the story a bit, but like, fucking, I worked at Frack Shack back in the day, and when I fell asleep, so it was my fault, but I fell asleep and almost ran the pumper out of fuel, but it was
the batteries
on the head were dead. So like, it was my fault, but like, he came in running in as I woke up, and I put my finger on the screen, and he's like, I don't need to tell you to stay in your own lane, do I?
And
that's my first impression of that guy, but everyone has had like a story about this guy over the last like 15 years that we've all been in this field, and he's been here, you know. I like him, so he's listening. Shout out to Brad, you're a good guy. love you. Can't wait to see you again, you know. Man,
I mean,
Sarah, what are you up to? How's it going?
I've literally just been at home. I bought a drum, or well, my boyfriend bought me a drum kit, so I've started playing that again.
You're gonna play the drums for us at some point today.
Oh shit! Yeah. It's gonna be really loud.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh fuck! I mean, I posted a story on my Instagram, so it's out there. If anyone wants to go through my millions of like memory story things, it's on one of those.
Fuck yeah! I was looking back at when I messaged you. After yeah. Saying, I'm good to go. Let's do it. It's been almost exactly a year since we started trying to get this going.
I was just thinking that. I'm like, man, it's been a really long time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like, I ask people, they say yes. And then it's like, we try to line up. Right. And
we all
got really tough schedules. Right. And, you know, trying to make a blue collar podcast has been trying to make one work has been like the fucking hardest thing ever, especially with my sporadic schedule, right? So
yeah.
Fucking, oh, it's challenging, but here we are. So
fuck. I mean, like, with the company I work at now, like Bort Longyear, I've been kind of just like chilling at home a lot. I haven't really been much in the field, so I'm like, hey, now I've been doing a lot of like online work and everything for them, but it's been a lot. I see the guys go out, I'm like, bye, have fun. So I'm like, fuck, I need to do something.
Do a lot of shit on the computer then for them now, or?
Yeah, I was we started doing like CPT work for them. So I was helping write the manual for all that stuff. Like, I've been doing all their inventory, organizing things, like contacting people and shit like that. So, but I've been just like itching to get back out because it gets a little boring.
Yeah, I got a good buddy that works for Bort. He's actually a drilling consultant for Bort. And
oh shit,
Wade Fielder.
I've definitely heard that name many times. I mean, everyone knows me because I'm like the only girl, not the only girl, but one of the few. And I'm like, I don't think I've met you before. And they're like, hey, Sarah. And I'm like, hi, you.
It's the shit. He's got like, he was one of the first companies that reached out to me when I was just starting my social media thing. And like, he had his own clothing line, Riggin, right? And
oh, shit.
Since he was like 20 years old, the guy's 50 now. He's been with his wife the whole time, and it's Riggin, and they put my name on the back of it for me, right? I wore that thing everywhere. I fucking love those guys. And last year when I was at Fort Hills in Fort Mac there, Fort Mac was up there, and he would come visit me quite a bit. I'd sit with him in the truck, we'd chat, we'd shit. And this year when, you know, I was unfortunately, you know, screwed over or railroaded, if you will. He's like, we're here. Let's go. I'll vouch for you. Come on, let's go. Right. And something I'm like, what do you need? He's like, well, you come work on a rig. And I really don't want to do the rig thing. I'm too old for that, I think, now, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna do that. I should have got in 20 years ago. But he's like, wow, we're looking for fuel people, right? Come be the fuel haulers. And fucking, they make like $38 an hour. And like, you know, I'm like, fuck, I'm in, bro. I'll haul fuel around $38 an hour. Fuck yeah. Right. And yeah, I applied, but didn't hear anything back. So I came back here for the winter. And yeah, maybe next year.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I mean,
next year.
We can work together. Hey, might be on the same site.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah, man. But yeah, Bort's pretty cool. You know, I've met a lot of the guys and you know, a lot of the safety officers and the drillers and the rig hands and shit like that in camp. And we've shot the shit. So yeah, I like Bort.
Yeah, honestly, like, I don't know if you've had many companies I've worked at now, but it's probably one of the better ones. Like, just the respect kind of thing. Like, I talk back just as much as the guys do, if not worse. So it's like, oh yeah, it's just Sarah, get along with her kind of thing. I mean, there's still some of the people that don't like me, which is going to happen everywhere. Fuck you if you don't like me.
But for the most part, I thrive waking up in the morning knowing that people like puke in their mouth when they think of me, right? Like, it's great. Like, you know, like they throw up when they're like, oh, Dick Frost or Richard. You never know. Either one.
Yeah.
Or both people, right? You know, whatever. Fucking who cares? You know,
oh, yeah.
I'm here thinking about, like, you know, if oil comes from dinosaurs and dinosaurs come from plastic and toy dinosaurs are plastic, are toy dinosaurs made from real dinosaurs?
Dinosaurs.
Right? Dinosaurus. Look at you. Is that a symbol? Like, you view yourself as a stegosaurus?
No, I've just been obsessed with dinosaurs since I was a kid. I never grew out of that phase. I just stated it. I'm like, fuck it, I'm getting tattooed.
I'd be a copy if I was if I was a dinosaur. I'd be one of those little green bastards, you know? Like,
you know, like, Jurassic Park 3, I think it is. Or is it 2? I don't know.
I think Jurassic Park, The Lost World, on the beach in Costa Rica there, where they attacked that little girl.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's funny, right? I think it was in Park 2 or 3 as well, when Buddy went to go off to take a piss by himself in the
car. Yeah, and he got attacked him too. Yeah, fuck. Yeah. Man, you know your Jurassic Park. I'm really happy about that. Yeah.
It's been 30 some odd years, and I still have that reoccurring nightmare of the T-Rex coming out of the fucking woods.
The paddock.
I'm injured in the back of the Jeep, and it's like, faster. I don't know if it's like fucking, you know, a sign or whatever, but like, I've had that dream for years.
Just Jeff Goldblum as in the back with a shirt like ripped off and like, go faster.
Yeah, I'm even built like Jeff Goldblum too, right? Like, not Jeff Goldblum now, but Jeff Goldblum 30 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Not Wizard of Oz, God. Jeff Goldblum. We're talking like Ian Malcolm. Is it Ian?
Ian Malcolm, I think it is, yeah.
Ian Malcolm. Yeah. Like, Ian Malcolm. Oh, yeah, because it was Dr. Grant was what's his name?
Yeah, right. Yeah. And then Dr. Statler is the girl.
You know your Jurassic Park too.
I can recite to you the like every line from the first movie. I've watched it way too many times.
Ellie Sattler, yeah, like yeah, badass. So what do you do for fucking board? Like you're a geologist, aren't you, or something?
I have a degree and diploma in geology, but that's when I decided to take the drilling program at Fleming College. I was like, fuck this. I want to be on the rigs. But yeah. We do like, I'm doing CPT work for them. So it's a cone penetration testing. So it's direct push in the ground. It's like this computer thing hooks up to a laptop and it tells you soil behavior type, like how much water is in the soil, how long it takes to dissipate away. It's mostly in like mine tailings ponds or if they're doing a lot of like building and stuff. Like I was on a project for Vancouver for the subway that was going there. We did all like the pre-drilling and that shit there.
Fuck yeah. This episode's gonna be called The Penetrator now because you penetrate. Fuck yeah. You're just a penetrator. Look at you go. Stare at the penetrator.
Yeah. Oh, the man.
Scared of you for sure.
One of my coworkers actually, we were on a site and Henry Drilling was there. And they had this huge cyclone and it was called the sack unloader. And I never drove past it. And one of the guys pulled up and was like, hey, there's a piece of equipment named after Sarah over there. And I'm like, fuck, what is this going to be? So for the longest time, it was like, sack unloader, get over here. And I'm like, fuck, guys, come on.
It's funny. Yeah. You know, it's funny because I see your posts, right? And then like,
yeah.
You know when you see someone post a lot, but you know nothing about them, and then like you talk to them, and they're like different than what you imagine. Like you seem like a completely different person. You know, I've only been talking to you for 11 minutes now, and I was like, not what I at all imagined.
Well, it's like, honestly, like I have the longest fake nails right now. Because fuck it. And like I don't wear makeup when I'm at work at all. Like I try not to unless I'm feeling pretty that day and I want to, but half the time the guys are like, that's not you. And I'm outside of work or it's like, oh, let's go to the bar and I'll put on makeup. They're like, who the fuck is waiting for us? I'm like, it's me, assholes. Like, what the hell? And they're like, this is not you. This is not the Sarah we know. And I'm like, well, sorry.
I can't, as a man, when I want to feel pretty at work, I can't put on makeup, right? So I put on
makeup. I mean, you can.
You know, nothing feels better sometimes than putting on just like an old pair of blue jeans and like a nice shirt, right? Like,
yeah,
going anywhere. It's just like I've been in the suck now for like fucking
3 weeks,
and I've been wearing dirty old ripped track pants, a smelly shirt, and a hat. And just fucking going at her, right? I want to feel pretty today. So I slide, I slide on my Costco jeans, you know, men.
Oh, only.
Man.
10 out of 10.
Still like 10 years ago, maybe not even 10, maybe like, I'm going to say 7 years ago, okay? I never understood why women wear that elastic fucking spandexy shit in their waist, right? And then I started getting jeans from Costco. Men's jeans and
costume,
Urban Star with the elastic waistband on them, right? This is the pinnacle of getting old, right? Like, this is fucking it. You know, like, now I'm wearing, where is that? There was those jeans, and then there was, like, there are fake jeans from Costco. And they're, like, they're, like, little like track pants that look like jeans and they're so like flexible and shit. And I'm just like, oh my God, no way. Right? I'm not allowed to wear them at work because they're really nice.
Yeah. I know. I have like my work clothes and then my like kind of I can go to the shop in these clothes and then my actual nice clothes.
Oh yeah. I get the kind of when I'm going on days off, right? I'll come here and I'll get changed and I gotta go to the shop, right? Cause then it's time to go home. And if they ask me to do anything while I'm at the shop, I'm like, do you not see what I'm wearing right now? Like, look what I'm wearing right now, right?
Does it look like I'm ready to work?
This is why I'm not doing fucking anything today clothes, right? Like, nah, right? And then they usually know. They don't really. They're like, oh, look at Dick. He's dressed up, ready to kill, right? I'm like, nah. Not yet, right? And then there's my nice jeans and a nice shirt and, you know, and then, you know, as time goes on, it's sad when a nice shirt or a nice pair of pants is like, I guess these have been relegated to work clothes now, right? it's time to buy new. In with the out with the old and in with the new, and then you know oh, these slide down the ladder, right?
Oh, yeah. I've had like one time I've been to the shop and I was like, I'll just put my Hyvis sweater on. I was wearing a nice shirt. I was supposed to be doing anything. And I smelled hydraulic oil all over me. And I was like, I unzipped my sweater. And I was like, all right, guess this is the work shirt now. Yeah. Like, that's not coming out. And it was a white shirt too. So it was like, jokes on myself. Never wear white to the shop. But
yeah. Well, Troll, you know, I work with Troll, right? Are you in the group?
I don't think so. They comment on my shit all the time. So
Troll, like, they have some nice gear, right? And but like their whole thing is clothes that you can get dirty in, right?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Look at this shirt. This is nice.
So nice.
And shit like that, right? Like I'm covered in drilling mud and all this other shit. I don't want it to smell like that forever. I wear this in this restaurant. I'm taking the wife out for steak. I'm wearing a dirty hands clean money shirt, right? And like I don't want it to smell bad.
Yeah. No, I just got the what is it? The one with like the hot dogs on the back, with the hot dog and hamburger. But I bought it in white, and I was like, fuck! Now I can't wear this to work.
Yeah, I don't think if I ever wore a white shirt to work, it would be very black very quickly.
Yeah, I also just wouldn't do it because not saying anything about the guys, but they'd be like, "Oh, we're gonna get some water on Sarah. Oh no, white t-shirt." So yeah. I avoid.
I missed a spot in the shower. This is what happens when you're cleaning drilling rig tanks.
Oh God!
And you have a mustache, right? Like
you got mud all up in there.
Oh, it's invert, and like I'm wondering why I can smell invert the last 2 days, right? And there it is. It's right there. Oh my God!
Yeah. But it blends in. Like you can't see it.
Exactly. Yeah. Fuck.
I don't have that problem.
Yeah. Some women do.
I was going to say, do I? I don't know. You know I might. I'm just going to hide it now.
Welcome to Alberta, where the men are men and so are half the women, right?
Like oh, fuck. I know. I just recently moved to Calgary in like end of August, beginning of September. And I've seen some stuff. There's some characters out here, and I'm like, oh, fuck, okay. This is definitely not like Vancouver.
I live downtown Edmonton. You want to see some characters, come to Edmonton.
Actually, we went and visited a friend that lived in Edmonton, and some guy that was just like walking around with a Mad Hatter, like Halloween costume hat on, no shirt, and like playing a clarinet, and I was like, you go, man. Like, you do you. And it's like half slumped over, too. And I'm like, you got this. You're living your best life.
Because you were in Saskatoon for a while, weren't you?
That's where the shop is. So, like, I spent a long time there just living out of the hotel.
I lived
in Thunder Bay.
Yeah. You're from Thunder Bay, right?
Toronto, actually. I was born in Toronto.
I'm from Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You lived in Thunder Bay.
Yeah.
I lived in the Sioux. You lived in Saskatoon. I lived in Saskatoon. Now we're both in Alberta. I lived in just outside of Vancouver for a while.
I mean, I lived in Langley. I like to move. I don't know what it is. I gotta go. So yeah. I started off in like Vancouver, like right by Wreck Beach. I went to Port Moody, then Langley, then I went to Thunder Bay, then I went to Prince George, then I went back to Thunder Bay and Saskatoon for a bit. Oh, really?
I lived just behind my Rocky Point Park there. There's Pajos.
Oh, yeah.
Wild seals in the fucking park. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Crazy. Oh, fuck. We literally just like skipped each other along the way.
Oh, how old are you?
I'll be 30 this year.
Oh man, I'm 37. I'm 37 now. My birthday was like a week ago.
Happy birthday.
Hey, listen, I posted a picture. I don't know if you follow my Facebook page or not, but I posted a picture on there the other day. And it was like my nightstand, right? I've got like Tums, Sustain, Advil, fucking aspirin, ashwagandha, magnesium. fucking a couple other things. I'm like, this is the nightstand of a man who refuses to die, right?
Yeah,
fucking man. I wake up in the morning most days now feeling like I got hit by a truck. right? And I got to take some shit for that. And ashwagandha helps with the symptoms of, what does it help with? Helps reduce the symptoms of stress, such as fatigue, sleeplessness, irritability, inability to concentrate. Helps reduce cortisol and C-reactive protein levels.
I should take that too.
Man, honestly, like it helps. Like there are things that I'm like usually stressed about that now, as if it's happening, I'm sitting there and I'm more concerned or more like stressed out about it that I'm not stressed out about it. I'm like,
because this makes it work. The cycle.
This guy's fucking annoying. How is he not stressing me out right now? Right, like it's stressing me out that I'm not stressed out.
No, your body's just not used to it, so you're like just trying to stress about something.
Like, listen, mama raised a complainer, not a quitter. All right, like I'm gonna complain, but I'll do it. You know.
My favorite thing to do to the guys at work is they'll ask me to do something and I'll just straight up be like, no. And then I'll go to do the thing and they're like, can you not say no to us? I'm like, no, because it pisses you off. I'm always going to say no. Just accept it. I'm going to do the thing. I'll like walk away, take the long way around to go do the thing. And they'll just be like, what the fuck? And I'm like, I'm doing it. Relax. Just seeing how I can test the waters.
I was the guy who like his blood boils real quick. And like he just blows up, starts getting. He pisses me off, so I know what pisses him. I know what makes him tick. Right? We're still like an old married couple. We're together all day.
Oh, yeah.
So fucking I do things intentionally just because I know, and I plant the seed, and then I watch his fucking face turn just red. The big fucking vein up here just starts bulging out, and then I just laugh.
Pulsating.
Oh yeah. He gets mad for like 5 minutes and then he calms down and we both laugh about it. He's like, I know what you did, you cocksucker. And I'm like, it was funny too. Like I watched you just fucking, you're going to have a heart attack one of these days, you know, it's crazy. Right. And yeah. He's had a rough life and he's been through some shit and like, I get why, but like, you know, maybe he needs to start journaling or some shit. That's what I did.
I mean, go to therapy. I'm in it. Fuck it. I probably stress out my therapist like no tomorrow when I tell him stuff, but it's fine.
My therapist is a therapist for sure.
Yeah, 100%. Sometimes I even talk to my friends about stuff and they're like, why are you laughing about that? I'm like, because it's funny. Is it not funny? Should I be more concerned? Oh.
Shout out to dark humor, you know?
Oh, fuck. So much dark humor. Like, I mean, I've almost like, I've broken my hand at work and I don't have feeling in my three fingers here. We're drilling on a 45 degree angle and I was loading a 10-foot NWJ on and my glove got caught on a spur. And I was like, love that driller, love him to death. But he's a little rammy with the controls. And I was like, just slow, because I still get a guided in slow. And he just full speed ahead. And my glove got caught in the spur, and it just bent my fingers all the way back to my arm. And I ripped my hand up. My glove's still whipping around on the drill. And I'm like, oh, hey, man, shut the fucking thing off. And then I worked for 2 more hours because I was like, I'm not getting him in trouble. Like, fuck this. I'm fine. I took my glove, like, got a new glove, took it off. My hand was, like, black. And I was like, yeah, I think I got to go to the medic.
Yeah, no shit. No shit. No, that's like, look, it's so crazy. You know, there's a woman on social media who talks about like blue collar folk will just like, they'll like shrug off the most painful shit. And they'll be like, it's fine. It's fine. Right? Like, you should probably go to the hospital or seek medical treatment or whatever, but you're just like, I'll work through it. Don't worry about it. Right?
Like, yeah, I'm like, I'm not going to tell anyone I hurt myself. Fuck that.
I had the combo boom, the boom from the combo. We were using it one day, and there was a delay in the remote thing. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I reached out, and I pushed it out. And as I was pushing it out, the fucking thing decides to come all the way down because I hit it. And I squished my hand between the railing and the roller on the boom. And like, I'm like, fucking, and it moved out, and I fucking moved my hand out of there. My hand was like fucking swollen for like a good couple of days, but it was minus 30. Didn't feel anything right away. My body was going into shock though. Like I was like, my coworker's like, man, should we say something? Like we should say something. I'm like, bro, we say something, we're getting kicked off site and posting the contract for our company for this job.
Yeah.
So I'm like, nah, we're good. We're good, man. We'll just keep working. And I'm like, I just need to sit down for a few minutes. Right. Like we're good. Right. Fucking. We go back to work, whatever. I go sit in the truck. That's when it really started to hurt because it was thawing out. But like the rest of the day, I was, you know, unscrewing the wing nuts on the back truck, screwing them back up. And yeah, you could feel it, man. And for a good year and a bit afterwards, it really wasn't the greatest, right? And now that's probably some of the aches and pains I get, right? Like that's probably, you know. And but the next day my boss saw my hand. He's like, yo, you good? I'm like,
just fine.
Just don't worry about it. You want a day off? And I'm like, no, just go away. Right?
No, but, stop talking, please.
Yeah, stop talking, bro. It's all good. Yeah, I know. Like, just shit like that. I broke my ankle last winter, but like, there was no hiding that. I couldn't walk that one off.
I was with a different company and I injured myself. It was my ankle. I didn't break it. I just like rolled it. And instead of sending me home, they decided that they would just keep me on site and like do what you can. And I'm like, I'm literally like hobbling. Like I couldn't lace up my boots. I had to wear my Dunlops and I'm like trying to go through camp to get breakfast. And the fucking chef is there and we're in Fairmont. So everyone speaks French. I barely speak French. Like I can read it, but he just comes up behind me and starts hobbling behind me, the chef, and I'm like, for fuck's sakes, like it's bad enough that I'm the only girl in this camp right now and that like now I have the main like head chef just fucking making fun of me, pointing it out at 6 a.m when night shift's coming off and day shift's trying to get their breakfast too. I was like, fuck, please. I'm like, I want to be sent home. It was Fairmont, Quebec. I was at the ArcelorMittal mine. But
ArcelorMittal owns fucking DeFasco in Hamilton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was up with them.
I worked there before I got into the oil patch, right? I was like, fuck, you know, like, I wanted to work there. It was an attempt to stay home, right? And I got the job, but then the oil patch also said, hey, you know,
money.
So fucking, you know, the rest is history. I'm here, right? So, yeah.
Yeah. That was the funniest project I've ever, like, at one point I try so hard, like I got to the point where I get like really frustrated. Sometimes I'll cry, but if I know I'm getting to that point, I will walk away and I'll like, just like yell. So everyone thinks I walk away mad, but I'm just like, okay, everything's fine.
When I get really mad.
Yeah.
Like I did it at work two, three years ago. Buddy was pissing me off and I couldn't do nothing about it. First of all, he's a gym rat, big motherfucker on steroids. This guy would fucking eat me for lunch, right? Like, yeah. And I was getting pissed and he said something to me and I'm like, what did you fucking say? And I got right in his face knowing that this is dangerous, right?
Yeah, like, I could die.
Not his face. And he's like, whoa, I've never seen this guy fucking do this before, right? So fucking I got in his face and then I got off the equipment. I went back behind the equipment. I put my sunglasses on it, and for the next like hour, I was walking down the fucking down the highway behind the equipment. I was on a rake that day, and I'm walking behind the equipment, just fucking in tears. I was crying. I was fucking mad. And then when we stopped, he tried to talk to me, and I broke the fucking rake over the side of the equipment. I just started beating the shit out of the equipment, and I broke it. And it ended up being like
just slowly walk away.
20-hour a day, right? Like I was already miserable, right? Fucking at the end of the night, everyone's like, "Hey, we're going for dinner. Want to come?" And I'm like, "Who's all going?" And they point. I'm like, "I fucking fuck that."
Yeah.
He's like, "Man," he comes over, he puts it on. He's like, "I'll buy you dinner." And I'm like, fucking, I'm in. Let's go.
Yeah, free food.
Awesome. Go to the keg. I'm fucking in. Yo, what are you ordering? The most expensive fucking thing on the menu. He's
lobster, steak, everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was all good after that. You know, fucking. Yeah. Fucking. Same, though. When I get mad, I cry, right? I can't do anything about it. I'm not a hitter. I mean, I can't beat the shit out of the food, so I fucking take my anger out through my tears, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I used to be a fighter. I won't do it. Like, and also I'm not going to fight the guys on site. I don't know. What if one of them will hit back? I know none of them will, but I'm like, my punch is going to be like, and then it's going to be like, pulp. Or they can just pick me up and throw me.
How does it work now? Does it work okay or what?
Well, I had to teach myself, like, I only feel myself holding a glass with, like, my thumb and finger. So every time when I first was picking things up, I just fucking drop it. So I had to literally teach myself to be like, your hand is holding it. I'd go to work and I'd pick up a rod and drop it and be like, fuck, shit, now what?
Imagine your boyfriend's got to, like, you're giving, like, the most hand-numbing fucking hand jobs in the world. I'm on the penis right now, but I can't tell.
You know? Just be like, go for fucking hours, man. I can't feel a thing.
Yeah, fuck it. Hey,
for the fucking bicep.
Biceps, but the hand ain't feeling shit.
Go forever, bro. Fuck.
Oh my god. Yeah, wow. Shit.
I mean, I also, like, I have arthritis in my hands, too, so I wake up with, like, the claw hands.
Yeah.
When I started, the guys were like, that's perfect, and I'm like, no.
So for years, I've told my wife I can't wait to walk like an 80-year-old. Like, have you ever seen Robert De Niro walk? And, like,
yeah.
Joe Biden walks like it, too, right? Like, they shuffle their feet, right?
Old they man. Just slide the sheet.
Right. I've been telling my wife for years, I can't wait to do the old man walk. Well, guess what, babe? It's here now, right? Like, I wake up in the morning.
You're gonna shuffle.
And I'm like, get up and I open the door and I, like, limp to the kitchen and I, like, shuffle. It's like, oh, this is not what I said I wanted. This is not what I meant when I said I want to walk like Robert De Niro, right? Like,
you're like, not now.
Yeah. And then I shove, like, fucking, oh, that's another thing I got on the nightstand too. Fucking, you know, fucking got to have the Tums, right? We're getting old.
I literally, like, we went to Costco and we got, like, the 2-pack and, like, we're down to halfway through another one. I'm like, fuck me. I never used to be like this. What the hell?
In America, they got, like, big packs and they got, like, the red, white, and blue pack. And it was, like, berry, raspberry.
Like, blue raspberry, some shit like that.
Red, white, and blue pack. Fucking, it's so good, man. Whenever I go to the U.S., I bring, like, 20 packs back. I'm like, fuck, yeah. Yo, we used to go to the U.S. and buy fucking, like, souvenirs. Now we go to the U.S. and we bring back
tons. We buy drugs. Or, like, Advil's cheaper. Like, you can get, like, such a bigger pack for so much cheaper. Ah, oh, it's amazing.
You got Excedrin there, right? Excedrin is kind of like Tylenol or Aleve or whatever, except for
it's caffeine
in it, right? And it's legal in Canada because it's got the caffeine in it. Right,
but that's the good stuff.
I have a bottle of it here. It's like fucking in the bathroom there. It's like it takes away your headache like instantly. It doesn't. It's not all the way down yet. It's on your tongue, and it's
just gone. Fuck, I need to buy some of that.
Masking the brain tumor that's causing the headache. Right,
that's minor details. That's a later problem. I mean, like, I haven't been to, like, an actual doctor in a long time because I'm like, I don't go, nothing's wrong with me. This pain I'm having, it'll go away. It's fine. Yeah, and it always has.
I had, like, a little rash on my arm, and it was on my leg and on my back and stuff, right? I just thought it was dry skin. My wife's like, I think you got ringworm. And I'm like, nah, don't even worry about it. This is dry skin, right? Oh, so I peel it up and it's good, you know? It's gone. It's flaky, right? Shows up another spot. I went to the doctor last year. You know, I was having issues, mental health problems, right? And I wanted to know what's going on. So she said, like, eval and stuff like that. And my wife's like, by the way, can you take a look at that for him? Right? She looks. She's like, I think he got ringworm, man. And my wife's like, I told him. And he's like, you need to listen to your wife a little more. I'm like, fuck, it's not ringworm. Don't worry. Start taking the medication. Gone. Is that how that works? You go to the doctor, your medication, it goes away? Like,
no way. It heals you? That's crazy.
I just thought, give it enough time, you know, ignore an override. right?
And rub some dirt on it, put some electrical tape on, you're good to go. Like, that's exactly how it works.
My wife yesterday, get this. Okay, yesterday my wife, she calls, she sends me a picture. She's got a big gash right here on her nose. Thinks her nose
is
everywhere. She's like, I gotta go to the hospital. I'm like, what do you mean go to the hospital? You know what I mean? Rub that shit.
Super glue it back together.
Yeah, rub that shit till the blood stops. I'm pretty sure we got liquid bandages, you know, like fucking do that. Put tape over top of it. You're good to go. She was taking the groceries out of the car. Fucking the hatch for the car comes down and she hadn't moved her head quite. Fucking breaks her nose. Fucking, yeah. Yeah. And then she goes to the hospital. She gets 3 stitches in her nose. I'm like, bro, stitches? What are those?
Super glue, man.
Super glue, right? Like this finger here, I took to the bone and it was flapping in the wind. You could see it. Oh. And fucking, I poured water on that shit to clean it up, just distilled water. It stung like a bitch. And I put a Band-Aid on it. Well, I put electrical tape on it. And
Band-Aid.
I mixed the electrical tape. And then the safety guy watched me do it. He's like, hey, you need to go to the hospital? I'm like, no, man, we're good. We're solid here, bro.
Everything's fine.
It's good. Don't worry about it, right? And, yeah, my wife, man, she's got stitches. She went to the hospital. She wasted taxpayer dollars at the hospital.
To get stitches. Those are my taxpayer dollars.
This is why we can live longer, right?
Yeah, sorry. Not all of them. I mean, I've had 2 knee surgeries, a shoulder surgery. I've cracked my head open. I've had a lot of concussions. Like, I do a lot of dumb shit. That's probably why I'm in the drilling industry.
Having fun is hard when you've got a library card, right?
Yeah.
Man, so, like, how did you, like, what did you do before you went to school for drilling? Or what did you do before that? Or, I don't know, how did you get into, what made you want to go to school for whatever it is?
Well, I went to school for geology originally because my mother wanted, like, oh, doctors and lawyers. I'm like, I could get a doctorate in rocks, sure. And then I was like, fuck this. I don't want to be inside a lab or anything for the rest of my life. I ended up taking a college program for geology. And, like, right away it was like, we're going on a field trip to look at rocks. And I'm like, I'm in. This is great. And then I did one job like in the summer for as a geologist, and I was with drillers. I was just logging rock core, and I was like, man, this is so boring, just like waiting for it. And I was like, looking, and I was like, can I help you guys? You're like, legally, no. And I was like, fine. And my school offered the drilling program. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to do that.
Legally.
And like, legally, no.
Right.
But the safety guy was always around. So I was like, okay, well, I got it. That's the legal part. I was like, I'll sign whatever. Let me help.
Well, like, I've had a geologist on the podcast like last year. And like, he said, you know, geology was good and it was really hard to get into the oil sands, right? Really hard.
Yeah.
There's not many of them. And, you know, it's just, it's really hard. The pay is not the greatest to start. They really got to work hard to get there.
Yeah.
And he's like, sometimes the juice just isn't worth the squeeze, right? Brandon Hogberg, I think his name was, man. I love that guy. He was actually a lot of fun. I didn't think I'd actually have fun talking to like a rock.
Oh, 1,000%. I still like, at the time, I don't tell people that I've done geology until I'm like on site with the guys. And then like the communication between our engineer, the geologist, being like throwing a bunch of big words at the drillers. And they're like, this is the way it is. And I'm like, all right, let me be middle ground. I can speak rock nerd and I can speak driller. I got this.
What he's saying is that the 10 gram bag of rocks you got right there is not safe to go through. And he's like, oh, you mean grams? Okay, I got ya.
Oh, that's really if I win. Oh, God.
Wait now? Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I know. Hey, you know what? Like, if this rock isn't safe, what about the fucking rock that Brenda from fucking Grand Prairie has, you know? Like,
oh, God. That's so fun. Honestly, like, even just, like, talking to someone, like, my favorite is like the drillers know more than like, because we get a bunch of like students still that are like our engineers. And when I was on the project in Timmins, like they were supposed to train this poor girl. She was younger than me, tinier than me. And I'm like, oh, you're going to get eaten alive here. Like, I'm going to do my best to, like, help you because your trainer did fuck off. So I'm, like, trying to guide her through it. And, like, she's so oblivious to what everyone's saying. And I'm like, Emily, fight back. Like, fight back. Like, you got to say stuff back. And finally she started biting back. And the guys were like, hang on, what the fuck? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, Sarah, we don't want you here anymore. She's being mean. And I'm like, good. You guys are mean to her. She's going to be mean back.
When you see another woman come on site, is there, like, some competition there? Are you like, hey, you know what? Like, this is – I peed on these guys. These are
– Oh, fuck no. I'm like, you can – I tell this to, like, even, like, the guys that have girlfriends, wives, or fiancés. I'm like, I hope you're not threatened by me in any way. One, I love my boyfriend. So, no. And I also see these idiots the way you don't see them. Like, the dumb shit they do, the dumb, like, what they say. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, those are just the guys I work with. You want them? Go ahead, because I'm good. I've done the thing where I've tried dating a coworker. Did not end well, so I'll never fucking do that again. Yeah, I learned the lesson very hard of don't shit where you eat.
Oh man, dude, you know what? I've eaten in a porta potty. You know, like so. You know what I discovered last night? I'm on site, okay, and I've been on this site a couple times, and like there's a water bottle in the porta potty, right? I'm like sitting there. There's one that's empty right there, and I'm like, you know, someone's obviously in here, you know, getting a little thirsty, right? So mm-hmm. I posted a picture on my Facebook, and I'm like, yo, shout out to the guy who left a bottle of water in here. You know, all this pushing is making me thirsty. So, you know, shout out to him. Everyone comments on it. They're like, bro, there's probably a hole in the cap of that. They're using it as a bidet. You squirt up after you're done. I'm like, bro, that is such a
good idea. That's a good idea.
I'm like, just hearing about this right now, right? Like, fuck, all right. Next time I go to the bathroom, I'm carrying a water bottle and poking a hole in it.
We all got knives on us, so fuck it.
Fuck yeah. Like nails, whatever, you know, I don't
know. Yeah, it's fucking giant ass. Yeah, these are a little too long. I'm getting them shortened.
You know what viscosity is?
Yeah.
What's viscosity?
Don't do this to me. I know what it is, but now I'm under pressure and I'm going to start crying.
Well, viscosity
is like thickness.
Yeah.
Viscosity
is the thickness of a load. Hey. I see you, right? Viscosity is how thick the load is going down a hole on, you know. So the Mudman sponsors the podcast. By the Mudman. And the Mudman deals in viscosity, the thickness of the fluid going down hole on a drilling rig, right?
Yeah.
You've been there, you know what it's like, right? So yeah, he sponsors the podcast for all your drilling fluid and laboratory testing equipment needs, man. That guy, man, I talk about it all the time. I say the same shit all the time. That guy's amazing, you know, like supplied the podcast with a headset and a mic back in the beginning when we were struggling. We were on the struggle bus, right? And fucking he came through in a huge way. And then 2 summers ago now, we couldn't edit. We're shit. We were having troubles. I was on the phone. The phone would ring while I was recording. Just end the podcast. It was brutal. So, you know, he sponsored the podcast with a MacBook Pro. And, you know, we record on the MacBook Pro. We edit on the MacBook Pro. I get to get off my phone and the phone can ring and I can ignore it while we record. And
yeah.
It up. And the mic and the camera and everything is good on it. You know, I don't need a headset and a mic, right? So, yeah. Yeah, so shout out to the Mudman.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. I love that guy.
Ah, that's amazing.
Yeah, I recorded a podcast 2 weeks ago and fucking used the Mac, Apple Mac, like the PC at home, thinking it'd be the same as the MacBook Pro. Man, I need a headset and a mic when I record on there. The audio was shit. I tried to edit it the best I could, but like the audio was terrible.
It's so weird how like just like a slight difference in like equipment or even like computers, it just makes the huge like the biggest thing though. It's like, oh, it's the same brand. It should be the same. Not a fucking chance.
What did 12-year-old Sarah want to be when she grew up? Like if 12-year-old Sarah could look at like 30-year-old Sarah and be like, man, we're so far away from fucking Barbie dolls and pixie dust, eh? Like,
Legos and pixie dust, but honestly, is that a thing? Might be a thing now.
Yeah,
I have two dogs. Toys have changed.
Yeah,
I either wanted to be a rock star or I was going to be a paleontologist. So geology wasn't that far off topic.
Right on the money. Okay, rock star. Let's see what you got. Come on.
No!
Come on.
What am I supposed to do?
Just fucking give us like a fucking like Step Brothers thing, you know? Like, did you touch my drum set?
Well, I could just do like a I don't know. Okay, wait, hang on.
Okay. All right. Well, like you're pretty close to being like Neil. Neil Peart had one. I think Neil Peart had one arm, right? Who's the
I don't. Actually, I had this debate with my boyfriend. I don't remember who it was, but I remember looking it up because me and him are. We have this thing where he never thinks I'm wrong, and I was wrong this one time.
Okay. Which drummer had one arm? Rick Allen from the Rick Allen from Def Leppard had one arm. Neil Peart had a different, sadder story.
He also had like the spinny, like he just spin around on his like the drums, the throne, what they call it on drumming. Your little stool.
Years ago. I saw Rush in like 2012 or something like that, and Neil Peart was very much alive, but he's dead now. But like he has a way sadder story than one arm, right? His wife and kid died or something like that in a car accident, and he used drums for them, but or drummed for them. Yeah.
Drums. Yeah. Replace the M with a G.
Oh, it took me a minute. So, like, yeah, like, you're, like, kind of like Rick Allen there. You got one hand. You really can't feel it. Might as well not be there, right?
Yeah, I just start drumming with one hand behind the back.
Oh, my God. Do it. Let's see it.
No, I can't. No. I can't do that. It's been like years since I've had a drum kit, so I haven't played in like I got my first kit when I was 9. My dad bought it for me, and then when I left home, I left it behind, unfortunately. And I've been like everywhere I lived, I'm like, I'm gonna get a kit, and everyone's like, no, whether it was like an ex or like a roommate, they're like, no, and I'm like, oh, okay. And then we found this one on Marketplace. It's the same color my dad bought me, same exact kit, and I was like, I kind of need it, but it's, I'm not going to try with one hand. I'm not there yet. Maybe another time.
That, you know what? This thing here is really bothering me now. I can taste salt.
Oh.
So, what does a new drum kit go for? Like a brand new one?
Well, we went to Long and McQuaid, and like they have kits there from like $3,000 to $10,000, like anywhere between there. Like I bought like even just like a drumming pad just to practice like marching band style drumming, and that was $45. Like a pair of like drumsticks that I have is like they were like $50. Like my cymbals alone, I looked them up separately. Like the guy sold the kit to us like for $1,200, which was amazing. Oh, yeah. And but the cymbals alone, they're like for the five of them, it's like close to $700-$800. Wow. So I'm like, steal of a deal.
Fuck yeah.
Like even cowbells, buying cowbells because I need a cowbell because everyone needs more cowbell.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell. You never have too much cowbell.
Exactly, but like I just buy everything. I'm gonna look on Marketplace for everything because in store it's like, oh yeah, you want this one? It's $100. I'm like, it's a fucking cowbell. Why is it $100? Like, I'm pretty sure I could ask someone to like weld this for me.
I'd buy a cowbell for $100. Fuck yeah.
I need like six different ones. On my old kit, I had like my dad even bought me a gong at my old kit. Like I had a Zildjian cymbal gong only because I played Black Betty and there's a gong at the beginning of it. And he was like, you gotta have the proper tools for this, man. And I'm like, shit, you're right. I guess you gotta buy me this.
Shit, you're right. Let's go get it. You know, get a little bit of blue collar money, you know what I mean? Or adult money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, big boy or big girl money now, you know? Like, hey, I'm getting some drums, you know?
Oh, 1,000%. Like, and honestly, it's so fun going to places being like, I hear like kids being like, can I get this? I'm like, I don't have to ask anyone. I'm just going to buy it. Yeah. Like, do I need this? No. Am I going to buy it anyways? Probably.
Yeah. What does your boyfriend do?
Pardon?
What does your boyfriend do for work?
He's an instrument tech up at the uranium mine in like northern Saskatchewan. So both good money, both blue collar.
Do you make more than he does though? No.
If I'm in field, I do. But
yeah, you got a bigger dick than he does. Fuck yeah.
I mean, I work on the rigs, which sounds a lot cooler than. I don't want to shit on him. No, I'm not going to do that. I mean, like, he fixes stuff inside, like, they're like, calciner and everything at the mine, like, helps production go. But I'm like, I drill a deep asshole, bitch.
Are you a driller or are you, like, a rig hand? Like, are you, like, a rough?
I am a driller as well.
You're the driller? You're.
I was a driller, now because I do the CPT stuff, I'm CPT operator, but I still call myself a driller because I can run a rig.
Yeah, that's badass. That's badass, man. Like, I thought you were like a roughneck on the drill or whatever, but like, no, you can fucking, they ever pull you out and be like, hey, we need someone, let's go.
Well, I mean, I've asked it, but it was really slow for everyone this summer and like work-wise because of the whole bullshit in the States and everything, so. They like anytime they like if I was sitting, I was supposed to go help on a rig where there was like the fifth man or drill or whatever. But because all the guys and like I'm salaried too, so I'm like I get paid regardless.
Guess who's making money still?
Yeah. So I'm like, oh okay. Like they did ask me. Like one of the bosses asked me one time if I'd go out. And I'm like, are all the guys hourly out? Like maybe send one of them because I'm just gonna like someone's gonna get pissed off that I'm going out. And I still get paid regardless kind of thing when I'm on salary instead of them sitting at home for the next month. I was like, I'll sit this one out. But if you need me, I'll be there.
Need me, call me.
I'm like, I got two phones. You can reach me.
Whoa. I've only been two phones. What do you use the other phone for?
One's a work phone because I don't want all the guys having my personal number.
Spare, yeah.
I'm like, you guys don't need to have my, I don't need to be spammed in the middle of the night or, you know, whatever. Yeah. I'm like, I'll have the work phone on. You can have that number, but you don't get my personal one.
Fuck no. That's for me and the boyfriend. That's the one. Yeah. This is the phone you can call me on. This is the phone I sexed on, okay?
I gotta keep them separate so I don't mix this up, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. Fucking one time I was in, I was having more than once, but one time I was in camp, fucking, I was texting my wife, right? We were doing some dirty text, right? We were getting the juices flowing. My coworker texted me at the same time my wife did, and I didn't know.
Did you send him something?
And I'm like, oh, baby, that's so beautiful, right? And then I sent a picture. I was just like, laying there with the arms, right?
Arms back, just ready.
And I sent it, and nobody said anything for a while. I'm like, usually my wife's like right there, right? I'm like, what the fuck? I look at my phone, I'm like, I didn't send it to her. What? I'm pretty sure I sent this. Right? I go back in. Oh, I sent it to a guy, right? And then I text him. I'm like, hey, disregard that last text. That was not meant for you. Don't, you know, not that.
Right? I swear to God, this wasn't for you.
Well, so I had three coworkers, two Jamies and a Derek, and only one.
Yep.
Derek still works here. Derek was texting girl Jamie because they were, you know, they were getting acquainted with one another. Mm-hmm. Right? And he accidentally texted a pic of his dick to man Jamie, right? And like man Jamie shared that everywhere. He's like, man, look what Derek's saying. This is kind of weird. I'm kind of flattered.
Weird. I was like, ooh.
And then I was like, man, I don't ever want to even look at mine again, you know, like this, this is embarrassing. Right. Yeah. They girl, Jamie and D-Rock, we call them. They ended up dating for a while. Right. And fucking, yeah, no, it was good. It was good. I see why she dated him. Right. Even if he's not like,
now, you know,
well, you know. What did you see him? No. Trust me. We've all seen what she sees.
We know.
Yeah, someone went, well, even like, yeah, someone went drilling. They reached total depth, you know, like
they made it past depth. Let's be real.
There's a water table under there, you know?
Oh, fuck. This is why also I chose the drilling side of things, because I could never be in the office. So I'm like, dude, I'd get fired so fast by like the things I say. Like, I've told someone before that, like, he was harassing one of our summer students, and she was just not happy. And I'm like, do you want me to ruin his day? She's like, yeah, because I can't come up with anything. And I'm like, oh, you shouldn't have said that, because I'm really going to ruin this poor kid's day. And his parents were divorced, and it was coming up to Thanksgiving. I literally looked at him, and I'm like, stop giving her shit. Otherwise, I'm going to fuck your mom and your dad, and it's going to be a very awkward family reunion at Thanksgiving. And he just, like, white face, mouth open, like, and next thing you know, it's like, oh, I got sent to HR. I was like, this is amazing. And then he got bullied more. They're like, you sent Sarah to HR, really? Like, you sent the girl? And I was like, yeah, you sent the girl? What did I say to you, man? Tell the class.
Tell the class. Share it. Yeah. I work in factories and warehouses and shit, and it just doesn't work, right? It just doesn't. Those people aren't made the right way for me, right? Like, I worked in like a food factory in Saskatoon back in the day. I was 18 or 19. And we had this old guy there, like in his 70s, right? Like just fucking like Mr. Burns, we called him, right? yeah. He looked exactly like him, right? And me and this guy, Brandon, I remember the conversation like it was yesterday. Me and this guy, Brandon, were talking, right? And Brandon said something to me, but Mr. Burns was right beside me. And I'm like, I'll fuck your mom so fucking bad. And Mr. Burns is like looking at me, and he just like got all pissy. He's 70. His mom's fucking dead, right?
Yeah. And,
So like fucking, you know, 20 minutes goes by. Mr. Burns walks away. 20 minutes goes by, and I'm being called into the office, right? Like, hey, you want to come see us for a second? Like, yeah. He's like, buddy, did you just say you'd fuck his – did you say you'd do things to his dead mom? I'm like, what the fuck? I wasn't talking to him. Talking about him. And Buddy was literally out in the hallway crying. Like, literally crying. 80-year-old, like, 70-year-old man crying, right? And I'm like, man, I wasn't talking about your mom, man. I was talking to Brandon. Brandon and I were, like, going back and
forth. Just going at it, yeah.
Going at it. This is a week-long thing. Mr. Burns is crying, man. The guy's probably dead by now. This was fucking... oh shit, this was 20. Oh, well, it'll be 20 years. Yeah, it'll be 20 years here next year. He's definitely dead by now. He's got it.
Or he's fucking kicking. Who knows? Mr. Burns never died.
Yeah, he's holding on to what I said about his mom 20 years later. He's waiting for his moment.
Right? Just plotting your like your downfall.
Yeah, probably, man. And like, it was wild. Like, I didn't say anything about your mom, bro. I don't. My supervisor, he just kind of chuckled. He laughed, right? He's just like, man, he's like, can you apologize to this guy? And I'm like, yeah. I didn't. I'm like, dude, I didn't say anything about your mom. I was talking to Brandon. I'm sorry, man. You know, like, and then yeah. I've worked in like warehouses where, you know, buddy, okay. I worked at this warehouse in Saskatoon. Once again, this all happened in Saskatoon.
Everything happens there.
I was working for a temp agency in Saskatoon, actually, right? I got laid off, and I was working in this warehouse, and I think his name was Dale. Dale and I were joking around, carrying on for a long time. Older guy, right? Probably my age now. Who knows, right? Like, we were joking around, carrying on. Buddy left his phone on the desk. Like on the table there, and he left it open, right? And I grabbed.
Oh, never do that.
And I text his wife, and I'm like, "We need to talk. I'm very sorry about what's happening right now. Like, I feel like you might have contracted something, right?" I sent it. I got fired from that.
Holy fuck.
That shit, man. Like, I'm not good in warehouse settings. I'm not good in fucking factory settings, man. It just doesn't work out. I gotta be around guys that are more than willing to whip out their they're willing to go further than I am, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and that makes me laugh. I giggle. Man, thinking back about that, that's hilarious. I can't believe I got fired.
That is
I know why I got fired. Back then I was fired. You know, like if I leave my phone out, I half expect one of you guys to fucking text someone, right?
I mean, the guys that's like at work, like they know better to touch my shit. Or if they do, like they're not gonna send anything like to whatever, because I'm like, I'll fucking kill you, kind of thing. But yeah. But like if they do it like with each other, like half the time it's like I'll just get like a Snapchat or a message, and I'm like, they're like, don't open that, and I'm like, then why did you send it to me? They're like, oh, well, fucking buddy left his phone open, so we took a picture of her dicks. And I'm like, why did you send it to me then? I'm like, don't, like, send it off to everyone else, man. Oh. So I'm like, take it, open it, get it away from me. Like, eh.
So,
but, like, they do that shit all the time, and I laugh. I'm like, that's hilarious. That's what you get.
Why did you decide to start like social media and start showing what you do at work and stuff like that? Where you're just like, couldn't be a normal person and be like, yeah, you know, my phone's away and I'm not allowed to show shit. So you're just like, no, this is what I do.
Well, when I was working at a geotech, they actually like funded the drilling program a bit. Like they gave money and donated it. And then they started this women like building bridges for women in trades. And I've been a mentor in it for like the last like 5 years. So I'm like, fuck it. Like, if I'm going to be doing that, I might as well just like, instead of just talking to like whoever I get on one-on-one or whatever, I'm just going to start posting that I do this. Like, hey, I'm maybe a small girl, but I still do this for a living. Like, fuck it. Try it. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And then, I don't know. I just started being like, yeah, go girls. And I'm like, yeah.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'4".
We're the same height. You're small. You see, you're a small girl. What does that make me? You know, like.
Well, I'm at like weight wise. Like, I'm only 115 pounds. Oh, but I lift like some of like the, I don't know, like Sonic like 6 foot or 6 inch diameter casing. It's like 110 pounds. So I'm like lifting my own weight. I'll carry bags of like off like I think what was it in Vermont actually. My journaler tested me. It was like, carry 3 bags of bentonite chips down in one go. And I was like, fuck it, pile them on. And I'm like walking down this hill. And I'm like, I might die. But like, I don't know, it's like 150 pounds-ish there. So I'm like, yeah, I can do this. Like, I don't look like I can, but fuck it. And I mean, the guys always want to help. And I'm like, don't help me unless I fucking ask for it, because I'm going to get mad. Let me try and fail a bunch of times. Then, okay.
Yeah. Man, it's always the you see those big guys on site, right? Like, oh, I go to the gym and I work out and I'm like fucking on steroids.
The roid monkeys.
Oh, I can handle this lifestyle, you know? And like, man, I watch guys like that fucking crumble. They can't handle the lifestyle. And then, you know, people like you and me, like I grossly outweigh you. But like, you know, like, yeah, like, fucking, that's years of pizza. I'm a Ninja Turtle. But like, so... yeah, people like you and me, right? We're short, you know, we're fucking, you know, yeah, like we can handle it, right? Because what have we learned over the years? It's not this that matters. It's this and this, right? Like,
yeah,
you can think about it and you can mentally do it, right? And you got heart. Fuck, I would love working with guys who got more heart than fucking anything, right? Like, you know. Like, that was me back in the day, man. The world and the industry, it crushed my soul, right? Like, fuck it. Yeah. I'm cold as ice now, right? Like, fuck you guys, right? But you give me a new guy, like a green guy that I'm working with, and, like, he's still, like, skipping across site, like, la-di-da-da, no problems in the world. I'm like,
well, yeah. Just like the yes man will do everything for you.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I got lippy with the consultant for the first time ever last night. 16 years in the oil field, and last night I got lippy for the first time. It was dumb. My coworker kept having to look at me. He's like, hey man, like, don't try to make sense of this. Like, it's dumb, but
yeah,
don't, right? Like, Buddy spilt, you know, he was a tanker truck. He come up. His computer system failed on him, right? He's like, oh, guys, I got to rig out my computer. I don't know how full I am. I don't know what's on the truck, right? And yeah. He's just shut the valve, and Buddy comes screaming up behind him. He's like, you're leaking everywhere, right?
Oh, my God.
He sounded like a little fucking chihuahua, right? Right? He fucking runs over to the consultant shack, and I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. Right? Fucking consultant, you could tell he's just mad. He's got to get his coveralls on and actually do something, right? He's
like, oh, you have to step outside.
Yeah. Welcome to the fucking world, right? He comes up and he's like, no chalk blocks, no fucking ground cable, mess everywhere. Get the fuck off my site and don't come back. And he's like, man, like his computer like fucked up on him, you know? Like,
yeah.
Technology, it's not his fault. It was less than a cube. You know what I mean? Less. Probably not even half a cube, right? Like, my coworker, he's like, man, we should suck that up. I'm in the vac truck, right? He's like, we should suck that up. I'm like, bro, it's fucking cold out. That's water hitting snow. There's nothing to clean up, you know?
Yeah.
It was literally just water, right?
Yeah.
And we were transferring water all night. And I went up to the guy before he left. I'm like, man, he's a new guy, right? He's been in the patch
yeah.
for weeks, right? Like, buddy, don't let someone that hates their life fucking keep you from fucking, you know, being happy, right? Like, buddy's miserable. He's working night shift. He made him get his coveralls on.
He made him get out and be less warm, and now he has to go do work.
Yeah, the guy was over 4 years, man, and I'm like, hey, man, don't sweat this. He's like, I'm going to lose my job. I'm like, bro, you know how many guys that we work with that get skidded off a site that still have a job? Give it 3 weeks. This guy's not even going to remember what happened here today. You know what I mean? Like, don't even worry about it. Wait till he's on day shift and he's fucking happier than a pig and shit. Wait until he needs something and you're the only one available. You know,
yeah.
Like, all is forgiven, right? Anyway, he left. The consultant got the fucking skid steer to come up, put this fucking snow into a pile, and then had us suck it up. He's like, can you suck up the snow? You need to suck. I'm like, yeah, because sucking snow up like that has never gone wrong ever, right? Like,
yeah.
You're going to plug off our hoses and you're going to create ice in our tank, right? And then he's like, I'll just do it. And I'm like, okay, but I'm getting my water out and I'm going to spray so it goes up easy. He's like, you're going to spray water at water? I'm like, that's how retarded this sounds, doesn't it?
what would you like me to do?
Like, just fucking do it. And I'm like, whatever. I don't care. It's 2 a.m. You know, I'm 21 hours deep. I'm just like, fuck this. You know, I'm done, right? You know, man, like, I was genuinely mad for that guy. I was fucking pretty, like, you know, I was heartbroken for him. I'm like, you know what, man? 3 weeks into the fucking job, and he's some asshole is just fucking making him feel like a bag of dicks, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't put up with that. Like, if I had, like, one of my old companies, like, there is this one driller, and, like, I was still a helper at this time, too. And he, like, I never got to work with him, I think, because my boss knew that I would fucking destroy him, like, just ruin his life completely. But, like, all the other helpers are like, yeah, like, he's the meanest. Like, he just wants to, like, tear you down and everything. We finally get up on a site together. And I remember I was, like, we ran out of water or something. Like, they were doing Sonic. We were just doing, like, chlorine. So we both need water, though. So I'm driving around trying to find fucking water. I'm talking to their client, being like, one of the helpers is over talking to me, and this guy just comes screaming down the hill, like, what the fuck? Like, you're holding up our production? And, like, so his helper, like, just got scared. It was like, fuck, I'm being yelling. I'm like, oh, my God, this is, like, child abuse, basically. Like, holy shit. That finally guy hopped out of the truck, and I was like, hey, dipshit, and just started screaming back at him. And he stood there and he's like, you're going to talk to me like that? And then another client came down and was like, oh, you're going to scream at Sarah like that? Because I've actually had worked with her at different times and she knew me. And she's like, yeah, continue what you were about to say there. And he was like, and just like face so red, just stormed off. And I was like, yeah, fuck you, man. Like, don't. And I was like, hey, guys, like, just talk back. What she's going to do is he's going to kick you off that site. You're going to be put with a different driller. Like, it's better than just being shit on for the entire 3 weeks.
I'm generally pretty quiet and just take it with a grain of salt. Chuck my head down and fucking mind my business, right? So I told my boss today what happened last night, and he's just like, whoa, you got lippy with a consultant? Like, you? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, it must have been pretty bad then. I'm like, yeah, dude, it fucking pissed me off, right? I didn't want to stay there anymore. I didn't want to work. I was 20 hours deep, 21 hours deep. Like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
You know, like we could have left hours ago and would have been fine legally. Right.
Yeah.
And like, we decided to stay to get it done. So nobody would, you know, they didn't have an issue. Right.
Or this repercussions or whatever.
Can treat someone like that, and then he makes us do some retarded ass shit, and I'm just like, man, I'm done with this guy. I look at my coworker, I'm like, man, now is looking like a good time to pack it up. He's like, man, I promised I'd stay so we had to stay, right? And then it was only another hour and a half or so, and then the consultant came out, and he's like, ah, that's plenty, guys, plenty. He's like, you guys are good to go, thanks for staying. He decided to be a fucking nut, but he came at the fucking tanker because he had no, basically, he didn't care about the chalk box or the ground cable.
Yeah.
What he cared about was that he made him get out of the shack, get dressed, and come out, right?
Yeah. Because
he never used ground cables or chalk blocks all night. And he saw it. We just didn't spill anything. We didn't make him work, right? So he didn't say shit to us, right? And that was like a kind of a double standard, you know? It was just like, after that, I put him out. I begrudgingly put him like fucking chalk blocks and fuck, right? Man, I'm just doing it. I was being straight petty after that. I'm like, fuck, let's go. I wanted to go.
I fucking would too.
Yeah, no, it was irritating, man. I was kind of pissed. I never get like that. Like I said, my fucking will to live. I've only been back on shift for 5 days, dude. You know what I mean? The coworker and I were talking about that. Yeah, man, I generally stay until I get angry and then I go home. I'm like, what if you get angry after 4 days?
What if you get angry after day one?
Yeah, it's been a rough shift. I'm 5 days in, man, and I've got 5 days. I got just over 80 hours. Like, I'm just like,
holy fuck,
fucking, you know, can I go home now? You know, like,
I did my due. I already did all my shit. Like, can we just say I was here for the 2-3 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Pretty bad. Whatever. Tomorrow I got my dispatch already. Tomorrow my day is good. It's going to be easy. I'm just steaming.
Nice.
No, that could take 2 hours or it could take 30. Who knows, right?
Hey, my favorite is just waiting, making the job just slightly longer than it needs to be.
Oh. Yeah, dude. Yeah, my favorite's like, hey, you know what, man? We've been here like 2 hours and like we're poking through pretty good. You know, everything's going pretty good. Be out of here in like an hour. You know what, man? I forgot to top up with a DF today. I forgot to, like, I think the truck might have a breakdown, you know? Hey, it's weird. I checked that before I left. It was topped up full of coolant. But, you know.
But crazy. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. You know what? I think one of us might get injured at work tomorrow.
I've done, like, the lightning watch thing where it's like we have an app. And we could see the lightning like far enough away, but our company policy was like within, I think it was like 30 or 20 kilometers or some shit. So I'm looking at my app and I'm like, yeah, I'm looking at the app and I'm like, no, lightning strikes are reset. And we're sitting there for like 4 hours and the client was just like, there's nothing around us. And I'm like, actually, there is. Like, pointing out the spots, it's like barely 30 away. It's like 29.5 kilometers. I'm like, still within it? We can't work. My coworkers are all sleeping in the truck, and I'm like, perfect. You guys have your break.
Yeah, it's going to be a really warm day here for the next 2 weeks. Like, tomorrow's going to be like 5 degrees or something like that. And it gets like 8. Like a week ago, after December, it warmed right up. It was like 16 degrees. It was 8.
Yeah, we had the same here.
I was sweating in January. I'm like, what the fuck? Right? It was like 3 degrees out. I'm like, yeah, this is it. This is it right here, right? And tomorrow's supposed to be even warmer than that. You know, it might be a tire chain kind of day. You know, I might forget how to put them on and take a long time to adjust, you know? Yeah. Sorry, I'm late. I had to put tire chains on. You can't get mad at that. That's safety.
No, and like that's the best part. When everything falls off through safety things, like get mad at me all you want because I was doing the by the book type thing at this moment. May have taken me 4 extra hours, but I was being safe.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I might have forgot my hard hat. I gotta go back to town and get it.
Oh shit, I gotta go buy a new one.
Turns out it was in my bunk the whole time. Who knew?
I didn't know that. That's crazy. Oh, I sometimes like purposely forget things when it's been like really cold out. And like, we'd all just like convoy one truck. I'd be like, hey guys, so I forgot this at like the hotel or at camp. And they'll just look at me and be like, yeah, you did. And we're like, leave site, go get it, go stop at Terry's, go like, just go for lunch, come back. Hey, and be like, right.
At that point, you're already late. You might as well be even more late.
Might as well be extra late.
Hey, 10 minutes later, an hour. It's the same thing, right?
And half the time, like with our students or whatever that are like the engineers or the geologists, I'm just like, hey, this is this. Or like one of the guys would say something. They're just like, okay, that makes sense. And I'm like, yeah, it does to you. Like texting back, I'm like, aw, you're still so new.
Shit. You know, Sarah, I appreciate you coming on the podcast. I fucking love it. Yes, I'm gonna go and eat and talk to my wife and my kids before they get ready for bed. But I usually wrap the podcast up with, you know, one last question, and it's you know, so Mount Rushmore has, you know, four of the most influential people on the Rock. If Sarah had her own Mount Rushmore, four people she looks up to, inspires to be her, that inspired her, who would they be and why?
Oh fuck! my dad is one of them. He's like what got me into the drilling industry. He's a millwright, so he got me into blue collar stuff. I don't know three other people, man. I guess like drumming wise, Ginger Baker from Cream. That's my favorite drummer of all time. He'd be out there. Me? No, I'm kidding.
I'm my own worst enemy, my own biggest critic, and my own best friend, right? So.
I mean, that's pretty much it. Like, I look at how far I've come, like, in my life. I'm like, fuck it. Like, I didn't think I'd ever even be here or get this far in my life. So, fuck it. Like, I think little Sarah would be very proud of me right now. And then, I don't know. Fuck, I don't know the last person. I've never really thought this hard about this stuff.
Sorry.
I don't know. My boyfriend. Fuck it. He supports me and does everything. Like, he is my number one supporter and he is my best friend. So,
dumb ham jobs for everyone, right? Hey, do me a favor. We should end the podcast, right, with you beating on the drums.
Do you want to move like the table closer? Yeah, so right. Just like casually.
I'm gonna add the background music into it too, so it sounds like my music's playing with yours. Yeah,
hey.
Yeah.
Sorry about there.
Yeah, right there.
All right.
Remember,
okay.
Stay frosty.